Well, here at River Country, we get out in the community. We like to find out what's going on. We got a great fair going on this weekend, in case you haven't heard. And what it's all about is great music, rustic camping, and a beautiful boreal forest venue, all wrapped around in a drift pile river, it says right here. Now, I'm talking about the North Country Fair. It is going down this weekend. We're all going here at the radio station, and we're pretty excited about it. So I thought, who better to have on the show than the artistic director? I've got Lori Iverson on the phone with me. Hi, Lori. You still there?
I am still here.
Good stuff. Now, Lori's up north already, and we've had some phone problems here, but I think we're good to go. Lori, how exciting. Now, this is the first one. Did you guys take a break, obviously, during COVID?
Yes, everybody had to take a break during COVID, so we were forced to as well. So I guess 2019 was our last full festival. So we're super excited to be coming together again this weekend.
I bet. Now, it's going to be my first one. I'm super excited. Why don't you let folks know, Lori, exactly what's going to be going on there?
Well, the gates open on Thursday at 8 a.m. We will have a soft opening and some music going on our main stage on Thursday night. The festival officially starts on Friday at 5 and goes through till Sunday at 5. It's going to be a good time.
That's awesome. Now, you've got a bunch of musical guests coming up there. You've also got children's activities. Can you elaborate on those just a little bit, Lori?
Yes, we have four stages for the festival. One of them is a family stage, which we have programming from, well, all throughout the day and afternoon. And we have some roving artists and workshops and activities and face painting. So there's all kinds of things for children at the festival.
Lots of fun. Now let's talk about the food, Lori. You know I want to talk about the food.
Yeah, for sure. We have quite a few food vendors, all different kinds of things. Of course, no festival would be complete without fried donuts and lemonade and coffee. And yeah, we have quite a variety of food vendors there at the festival, as well as craft vendors.
Great. Now I understand it's a camping weekend. Are there still spots available for this?
There are. So camping is included with your ticket. It's kind of first come, first serve, but we have plenty of space. And it's all wrapped around a river, so it's a big meadow. We have the festival grounds themselves and then a very big area for camping.
Sounds fantastic. Anything else you want to throw in, Lori?
Well, I hope everybody can make it down. It looks like it's going to be a big success. Lots of people are really excited to come out. We have lots of great music. We'll have those stages running all the way till sunrise on Friday and Saturday night. So bring your camping gear and your family and come on down.
Prepare to have a really good time. Okay, once again, Lori, tell people how much it costs and how they can get their ticket.
Well, tickets are now at the gate. It's cash only at the gate, $200 adult and $120 youth and senior, and 12 and under are free.
Perfect. All right, well, I appreciate your time today, Lori. Again, good luck with this event, and I'll see you on Saturday.